say everything you want to say about Avatar, because this is the only time it's happening again. Unless a guest comes on and says, if somehow we get another guest like Trixie, who's crazy into Avatar.
Who wouldn't be crazy into Avatar? It's the greatest show that's ever came out.
Greatest American anime, I would say, by far.
Yeah, obvious. Well, I mean, that goes without saying.
What can you think of that's better as an anime that America's made? I mean, is there anything? I literally can't think of one thing.
No, those are all Japanese. And yeah. Arguably even still worse. That might be a sacrilege.
What action cartoons? I mean, okay, so...
But the only ones you can even... I guess Jackie Samurai Chan Jack. Adventures? Samurai Jack.
Samurai Jack is probably very close. Is probably a very... I mean,
much shorter, though.
But it's not... Is it an anime? Because if we count Samurai Jack, then we have to count the Clone Wars, the hand-drawn one.
That's not,
you know,
that's
what?
The closest
the
thing.
The only thing that gets close to Avatar in terms of depth and breadth and anime style is Powerpuff Girls. That's possibly, I mean,
that's true.
That's a very good American anime.
Hi, Puffy AmiYumi. Is that
Japanese?
Yes,
that's an example of a bad one.
But it is an American anime,
right?
Oh, and
Teen Titans, if you want to count the original Teen Titans,
that's
pretty dope show, too.
And pretty in-depth. And the version of it now is
so funny. Have you seen
it? It's funny, but, like, Teen Titans is such an intense comic book. Some really, like, fucked up shit happens.
Yeah.
Throughout that comic book.
It becomes important to canon, too, because the current Justice League includes Cyborg.
Yeah, and Nighthawk, right?
Nighthawk, the Batman Incorporated has never been a part of, that's where it's gone now. So there's the Justice League and Batman Incorporated. They're sort of different entities.
Oh,
there's different
okay.
crime-fighting teams.
I think we reveal a lot that we're nerds.
Yeah. This will be something that we play. Maybe we'll put this on as the nerd special. We'll do it as a bonus second drop. And we'll sort of say to people, are you really a nerd?
Are you really a nerd? Are you
going to
nerd out about the meta bits of understanding of this podcast about using Tinder? It might not be a bad thing to be a nerd about.
No. No, I'm certainly a Tinder nerd. I'm into it.
Let's help those nerds find each other.
But those are not even as close as, they don't have, even those Teen Titans, you're right, Teen Titans never really solved the Slade issue. They
never
brought Tara back.
They just stopped.
So I think in terms of a full, developed, well-funded,
they don't go into
anime, Avatar's still the best.
Yeah.
It's so
they don't
good.
Get into Raven bringing about... Like, keep having to not bring about the apocalypse.
No, yeah, and I always wonder whether that was something to get you to read the comic books. I always wondered whether those illusions
yeah, more
were
of
supposed
the
to...
comic books with, like, Brother Blood, right?
Yeah, I thought that they would sort of, like, tease these backstories, and then you were supposed to... I mean, certainly Deadpool, who is... Not Deadpool, Deadshot.
That's Marvel.
Deadshot. That's, right. That's Slade. We had this conversation. And we both didn't know that, but he's become... this huge character in the DC universe. So I always wondered whether they were trying to bait you with that show to go buy DC stuff.
I think so. I mean, it worked for me. It got me reading the comic books when that show came out.
How do you feel about the ending of Avatar? That
with Coruscant?
The non-specific Coruscant.
Oh, you think it's really non-specific? I mean, I guess you had to go online to get the confirmation.
Right. And I told you my thing was that they didn't
but
want to show the
gay stuff. But I think you only need
on
that
TV.
Because we live in such a heteronormative society. You're
I think it's
like,
the parents, though.
You're just like, oh, look at those two girls holding hands and looking into each other's eyes lovingly. They're such good friends. No, shut up. Fuck you.
look at those two.
You're being terrible if you think that.
Those two girls fingering each other. They're such good friends. Well, I don't mean to... It's just someone such in denial of gay culture.
Yeah.
Oh, that one girl is cleaning the other girl's vagina with her mouth. Well, let me just hold on. I've heard using a cock as a toothbrush is much better. No, those.
Hold on.
Let me
see if she knows any good men in this city.
Okay. Well,
she
might...
seems a little distracted. This whatever. I understand.
They're such good, you know, they're such good friends, those two. One time I saw the other one. I don't know. This is. Oh, look, they're getting
married
as a joke.
I get upset when people. I get upset if people don't think it was clear.
I didn't think it was. I just wanted. Dude, there's so many good kisses on that show. There's so many. Like, I don't. You know, I don't like sex scenes. And there's so many good kisses on that show where I was like in tears on that show. And the one kiss I want.
I know.
The one kiss I really
well, they
wanted,
had to do a lot of work just to get that in, you know?
What's her name? What's her name? And Julie? What's his name? And Julie?
Varric.
Varric and Julie. Oh, that kiss was great. Yeah. I wanted the fuck out of that kiss. But you just want to see them kiss. I don't want to watch some. It was the kind of gross love too that you don't want to see. Like they're just sitting under a tree, like cuddling. That was what they put online.
No, they were in a swan boat together, cuddling.
Ugh, but still, even so, that stuff's sickening. That's the type of love when you see it in places, and you're like, ugh, stop it. I want to see them kiss, and then I don't want to see any more of it. I don't want to see them waiting in line for the ATM, like with their hands in each other's pockets.
I know.
I want to see
they
a kiss.
They just turn them into an old couple really quick.
Yeah, yeah, that's bullshit. If it's cinema, if it's supposed to be climactic, I want the best. I don't want after. I don't want after they've made out. I want a kiss.
Well, you know, make your voice heard, and maybe we can start getting that in American television.
I don't even have time to go into how I'm upset. There's no gay sex on Game of Thrones. Tons of other sex. Had to watch a 5-minute rape scene. No gay sex? That would be horrible.
There's some fellatio and innuendo.
When? Don't say on camera in case it ruins anything.
No, it's first season.
There's fellatio?
Yeah.
That's nice. Still, this season was a pretty important gay guy season. No gay sex.
Yeah, I was upset. Now we're just talking about TV shows.
Okay, so.
But this is what you can do on Tinder: is you can just talk about TV shows.
Just had a normal conversation. What do you think they're going to do next with Avatar? They're definitely going to do another one. There's no way they're not.
Well, it'd be like nowadays, right? Or the 90s? I hope it'd be the 90s.
Tech wars and stuff like that. Just a remake of Shatner's Tech War.
Yeah, it'd be like 1984-ish, I bet.
They do it in the books a little. They go back and they cover Ozai's story. But I would definitely.
I haven't checked out the books yet.
The books are dope.
So that's why I feel as though.
The search where it's the only thread they don't cover, and it's that Zuko's mom is still alive at the end of the book.
Yeah.
They reveal at the end of Aang's saga that Zuko's mom ran away. She's not dead. She ran away. So
these are spoilers, just so you know.
No, that's not necessarily a spoiler.
Okay. Go check out the books too, and read them along with me. As I keep bringing this up on every episode just to annoy Mike.
Yeah, maybe we'll post a thing of how you've enjoyed the Avatar books or your Avatar thing. Maybe we'll have blogs soon of your thoughts of things.
That's
a
thing. That's a question I wish I had the confidence to just lead off on. Because if you don't like Avatar, what are we even doing?
No, see, I'm the opposite. I know we don't talk a lot about ourselves, but I believe every TV show is enjoyable. I believe if someone enjoys it, you have the capacity to enjoy it. And I love when I meet people and they watch shit I've never seen.
And I think that if you watch Big Bang Theory or How I Met Your Mother,
do it.
Jump off a cliff.
Do it. Do it. Listen, half of America, Dan Cain is telling you to jump off a cliff.
Jump off a cliff. Or you sit down with a little Avatar The Last Airbender and let your mind explode.
Certainly that is one of the arguments about that those two shows, is that people say, the big one I hear is people watch Big Bang Theory and they go, oh, well, that person really hasn't seen IT Crowd. Because if you've seen IT Crowd, you know what a good version of that show is.
The Big Bang Theory is like, it's like the Uncle Tom to nerddom. It's so terrible. They make them all look mentally challenged. Like, if you're a nerd and you watch that show, what are you doing? That show is like for non-nerds.
God, can I ask
like,
a real question?
Yeah.
Can I do a jump Jim Crow voice as a Big Bang Theory person, or is that not allowed? Is that too hateful?
I don't know.
It's
I guess
it's sort of my culture. But it's also sort of not. I definitely have a big foothold in the nerd culture, but I definitely don't have enough in black culture to be able to do a... Oh, man, I want this. I might have to make it. I might have to produce it.
Yes, master.
Don't. Yeah, you're totally right.
Yeah, I mean, It's hyperbole, obviously.
I was talking about Star Trek with someone.
These are jokes that I do.
I was talking about Star Trek with someone, and the big point that I think that these shows ruin with the Uncle, I think that's totally fair, the Uncle Tom of nerds, is that like...
Yeah, I probably heard it
to
somewhere.
Just promote the idea of the show of Star Trek isn't enough. Like, I watched a Star Trek the other day that I think actually relates to this show, and it was like, it made me think about, like, I was crying watching, it was Deep Space Nine, and I'm giving it a chance, and I was in tears, because this episode about these types of people called Trills, which have symbiotes living inside them. So the symbiote lives for years through men and women, but it's the same symbiote. And their sexualities change, and like, it was this episode that was all about, like, how the symbiote had done a murder in an old life. And it was like, I was in tears because it made you think of all these things about bisexuality and different people's lifestyles and who they feel they are on the inside as opposed to what they do on the outside.
And what, I bet on that, on Big Bang Theory, like, oh, the weird episode that's weird.
Yeah, whatever.
And they said something dumb about it.
They said something dumb.
But
I don't know what they even
episode, is what you're
and
saying.
And maybe Big Bang Theory is great. This episode, I was crying because it was like, well, who is anyone? Because you did something in a past life, a different version of you. Even if we have this in our own lives, what's on the inside and what's on the outside and who we are. And it was just like, oh,
preach.
My God, I couldn't stop crying. But you can't just make a movie. You can't make a car chase movie and call that Star Trek.
Right.
Right. J.J. Abrams can't just make a Star Trek movie and use... It was literally like me playing with Star Trek toys. She's like, and then Kirk jumps off and she's like...
Yeah, I mean, they were all right. But they were not... They were definitely very tonally different than what Star Trek usually is.
Yeah, I was not conceiving what the meaning of the self was.
Also, way worse than Nemesis, which was a great movie.
Fucking Tom Hardy. Fucking dope. The Remulans? That was awesome.
Romulans.
No, he was a Remulan. He was a slave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, even those movies are better. Well, this has been the Korra cast.
Yep.
What would your ideal Korra? Write me this next season of Korra. We'll do that. We'll close.
Well,
out
wouldn't
with that.
It be Korra? I think we're done with Korra.
Right. Well, ask me avatars generally. What
so
we're
it'd be
it
like
this.
The next avatar who would be a what is it?
Water. There's only really two
Earth.
Choices.
It'd be
for
an
the
Earth,
future, right?
Yeah. Or it's not fire. It's not fire because it's Earth, because it was Roku, Aang, Korra, so it's Earth now.
Right.
So it'd be an Earthbender. In like, you know, like kind of probably like a city, like metropolis kind of like area.
So 70s or 90s you want?
Or, you know what, if you want to, you could even kind of do it with like a Superman parallel where like they're born out in the country and they go to the city. I think that might be cool.
What year though? Give me a year.
It's like now-ish, right?
Okay.
Because it's Korra.
It would be pretty close to
Korra is a young person in what was like the 20s, right? Mm-hmm. It probably ends in like the 40s, doesn't it?
I think they're
when
going
when did we
through...
have giant mech suits?
Well, my grandpa was a mech. No, his grandpa was a mech.
That seems too long ago. That's like turn of the century. Is that when we had the giant mechs?
Yeah, that was when. So, because my great aunt.
And jazz music.
Though. No, you know what? I'm mistaken.
Jazz music and the mechs.
My grandpa was spliced. He was part leopard. So that was that era. He was in the Moreau era. And
oh,
his,
the island of Dr.
His
Moreau.
His youngest brother right. was like 20 years younger than them. He flew a mech suit.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was like what he
See,
did.
What I'm hearing is that it's going to be like 90s, 2000s.
Ugh, what a boring era to do it in. 2000s is good. 90s, I don't want that.
And you don't have that?
Nothing changes.
You don't have that 90s longing?
Here's what I was thinking.
Within, you know, I don't know, we can
do
it.
Do you want to know mine?
Obviously, someone has started a new war about something, right?
No, it's okay. Yeah, we're 2 minutes. We're almost done. I say you could conceivably do it if she doesn't live very long, Korra. 60s and 50s, and it's the space race.
Ooh,
yeah.
That'd be cool. GoldenEye.
Avatar goes into... And we redo Moonraker, but we do it right. Moonraker.
Yeah, there would definitely be someone trying to do a Moonraker thing.
And then what if just bending work in space? And then, like, what do they find in space? Maybe we find aliens. What's the moon made of? Is there a moon avatar? Maybe the moon avatar is the dark avatar we see in the first one. Remember, we learned there's now a dark avatar, too.
Well, Toph could bend meteor, right? Or asteroid or whatever, which she could. So then, like, you're in space. Earthbender, again, is what we're saying.
But what I think that the dark, remember we learned that there is a dark avatar. I think that his powers are more powerful in space.
It happened for a moment, and then
No, he still exists. He goes back into the nether realm. He still exists, and that spirit
is
still there.
Well, Vatu is in the tree. Is that what you mean?
Right. So there can still be a dark avatar.
What's his name is... Like, his body was, like, ripped apart, right?
So I think that darkness, he has, like, he can control comets and shit. And, like, solar rays and gamma radiation. And that'll launch us into...
Radiation, yeah, we could talk about light. Maybe that's the new type of bending that could occur, is light bending.
Yeah, you heard it here. And I hope they come to us.
Come on, DiMartino.
We're done.
That's it.
That's it.
We love you guys.
It was a good episode.